Hello, everyone. Thank you for inviting me today to talk to you all. Let me first introduce myself officially, I guess. My name is Ayman Chokri. I'm the group program manager for the C++ team. We're part of Visual Studio as a whole. I've been in the Visual Studio team for the last, 15 years now, in the Visual Studio team itself. That explains my gray hair, I guess. It's always time to get older and older. Why am I here today? I wanted to talk to you a little bit about how Microsoft is reimagining itself to serve developers worldwide. I've been hearing some great talks about the mission statement from what I can pick in my Korean language I'm learning. It's my fourth visit. So it's actually always good to stress the mission part for the team. And one of the major parts for reimagining Microsoft here is how we are actually tackling the whole open source and cross-platform and embracing that into the Visual Studio strategy and for developers, whatever they are. Today I'm going to walk through with you, hopefully be on time as well, about where the direction we're heading, whatever you are, whether you're an IT developer, ISV developer, you're a game developer, you're a C-sharp developer, you're a C++ developer, you're a web developer, for all of those areas, and how can Microsoft and Visual Studio in general solve your problems here. So I'll start by, it's always good to have the mission itself written again, correct? And part of it is saying, well, empower every person and every organization on the planet to achieve more. There are two key words really here that I'd like to stress here. The first one is empower. The main part here about empowering is it's giving the developer the ability to make decisions and not telling them what to do. Giving you the tools, so whether it's an IDE, whether it's a platform that you want to target, so that for you actually to take the decision rather than we making the decision on your behalf. Correct? We want to reach you where you are. We want to make you more productive in what you're doing. And that is part of our mission, right now at least. The other part is I want to stress is the whole concept of the planet, right? We're not targeting a specific area. We're everywhere, whether you're targeting, again, Android, iOS, Mac itself, Linux, Windows, Xbox console, all those areas, right? How can you actually more, be more productive? Long gone the days where you target one platform. Right, we understand that. We've been in the leading platform before. We are leading some of the platforms, but we want to make sure that you're productive in all your business. Correct? That's how you empower your business. With the mind is that it's actually mobile first, cloud first. How you hook to the cloud, making sure that everything's shifting now to mobile. We understand that need. And how we actually help you as a developer take advantage of those business opportunities out there. So, from an open source thing, there's always the misconception that Microsoft plays poorly with the open source. Raise your hands if you think Microsoft is good with open source or bad. Good with open source? None. Okay. Bad with open source? No, it's okay, you can tell me it's bad. Okay. So, there's always the misconception that we don't play, we just don't talk enough about it. It started really 10 years ago. If you think about in 2004 here, we released open source the Wix tools, which is a Windows tools. We actually as well in 2006, okay, or 9, had our first contribution to the Linux kernel from Microsoft itself. So we started a long way. Scott Guthrie as well in 2012, we announced ASP.NET open sourcing it, right? And last year, we actually open sourced the .NET core, .NET parts as well, outsourced it. We are building on that open sourcing part. And open source for us is an important factor. It's not just about contributing. It is basically three different streams here, correct? Part of it is we ourselves contribute to the community. Correct? We bring stuff, .NET, as we were saying, open sourcing it. TypeScript, same thing. MI Engine project, it's actually less than a year ago. This is basically the implementation of our debugging on VS on Android. All right, it had the implementation, the engine itself for debugging engine, we actually outsourced it as well. Lastly, in the last month, we just had in the Corp in Bellevue, which is beside the head office in Redmond, what we call CppCon, which is a C++ conference, the major one. And what we did basically, we actually worked with Bjarne. I don't know if you guys know Bjarne. He's actually the inventor of C++, the language. And to have a core guidelines as an open source about how to write modern C++ code. So those are all parts of the contributing. There is a major part as well that kicks in of actually integrating that. So part of the integration work is embracing existing open source projects. We realize developers all around the world have their own preferences. You like some areas, you like technology, you're using it. You don't have to learn new technologies. How to make use of this existing knowledge and skills for actually your application development. Apache Cordova is one example. Clang LVM, which is a compiler toolset for C and C++, is used for C and C++, is used for Objective-C and Swift and other languages as an open source compiler that's right now in VS 2015 is actually well integrated into Visual Studio to help you actually develop applications for iOS, for Android, and for Windows as well. So being able to integrate that kind of technologies into Visual Studio from one development environment, but still target all the, your different markets out there. And one of the major parts as well that we, as a company, have been thinking about is how to reach developers in their own areas. Like, in the old days, we used to tell developers, don't use X and use Microsoft, right? Instead of us going and telling you, no, you know what, you're already using GitHub. How do I actually make sure that GitHub, where you're using, you're already there, you don't have to learn new stuff and still being having that integrated into Visual Studio. This has been over 250 commits. There's even, this is just more statistics here. We have over 9,000 additions to the document right now from the, in 1 month. This is, again, another example of how we are starting to engage with the community, which is something that's been totally different than in the past. A key factor as well is the next part is actually integrating that, correct? Working with existing parts. Apache Cordova project, it's been out there for non-Microsoft platforms. From our contribution, we were making it sure that it's working as well on Windows, and it's integrated as well in VS to target Windows and other platforms. So to make sure that if you're already in the web development using Apache Cordova, you can still do that. Android, one of the major platforms for open source, we've actually worked hard to build one of the most performant, and I'll show you actually a quick demo of it, a performant of Android emulators. Like the feedback we've gotten actually that literally from scalability, it's been a tremendous benefit for us. One of the major teams you think about in Microsoft itself that's actually targeting Android, it's actually the Office team itself, right? You have right now Word on Office on Android, you have Excel on Android, right? And they run Word and PowerPoint on the Android emulator. So it had to really scale to that level and not just smaller apps. To get into that sense, we've had feedback that, to be honest, this has been even more performant than what the Android emulator from Google. But this has been even more performant. And we'll go through some of the demos there. But yeah, it's been a hard work, but this is another example of how we're just not just speaking about we're just going to enable you. No, we're going to enable you and being more productive as well on that areas. So the other part as well about open source and the world is really changing and we're learning a lot from the world as well and we're trying to adapt ourselves to the rest of the world. It's not just about open sourcing something or contributing to the open source, but being open in development as a team ourselves. And we encourage you all to actually give us feedback. It is basically the fact that for the .NET Core, when you're doing decisions about how .NET is evolving, we're actually doing these decisions in public. The design meetings are being actually recorded live in some cases. In some cases, they're not because of timings, but we're publishing those design meetings. And we're encouraging everybody just contribute to this kind of stuff. We want you to make sure that the way we're thinking about approaching our solutions for software development, that you're part of that development as well. Like your ideas as part, you're part of the community. In fact, you're leading the community. We're just, I'd like to think about ourselves as we're contributing, but the actual customer is the one that's leading the community itself. We're all in the same boat here, developing together in the open. So the reason is because if when we thought about ASP.NET, the .NET Core, correct? Open sourcing those, they used to work on Windows. Right now, with the help of the community, there are Linux and Mac OS, correct? Whether you, that's on the server and web development side. We've worked with the Xamarin side to make sure that you have those for your tablets, for iOS and Android. And that's all integrated right now in Visual Studio. We truly want to make sure that there is nothing about an, there is nothing that blocks a developer or a company or a gamer or any kind that's thinking that, hey, I can't operate, I can't achieve my business goals. Your business goal, you have to be able to get to your business goal because that's the number one thing that's driving you, right? And that if that business goal is going to be an Android or iOS or Windows, you have to find the tools that help you achieve this business. And that's the current belief of reimagining what Microsoft is. So how does this, the OSS part, feed into the cross-platform story in general in Visual Studio 2015? If you are a web developer, you have the Apache Cordova project integrated. You have to be able to target all of those. So when you install Visual Studio, you will get all those tool sets already. You don't have to learn anything new. If you're already in that area and you already understand it well, you can keep on doing this. If you're a .NET and C# user or a developer, you actually have Xamarin as a solution as well. We integrate well with Xamarin. We actually, in fact, we integrated with multiple languages as well. So you can write C++ and C# in Xamarin and integrate together in the same solution. So this is 100% of ways of APIs exposed. Xamarin even promises if there's an iOS, for example, API, then they promise a 24 hours availability of that API in their SDK. All right? So we're making sure that these things are progressing well as well on the C# side. Cross-platform C++, and that's something close to my heart since I own the C++ side of things. C++ is not a language owned by Microsoft. It is a committee-owned language, and one of the major parts about it is a cross-platform language. It's understood on all platforms, right? It's a standard language. We want to make sure that Visual Studio is the IDE, or development environment, for your cross-platform needs of C++. And part of it is because you need it for mobile development in C++. You need to be able to share code across your different developers. And I'll tell you the difference between the old way and the new way as well of doing things. A key factor here is being able to share code and reuse it across your development. This is how it's done right now, correct? If you're developing for Windows, you're using C#, you're using C++ or C++ CX, C extensions. If you're targeting iOS, you're using Objective-C or Swift, right? If you're using Android, you're mainly developing in Java. There's a great advantages, right? You feel native to the platform when you're doing that. You have full exposure to the SDK. But on the other side, it is really minimum code sharing here. You're really having different teams developing the different areas in lots of cases. Higher development cost. When one platform starts being more important than the other, you start focusing on one of them and ignore the other. And at that moment, if you have a bug here, you fix it in one platform because it's important and you neglect it. In 2 years, another platform becomes more important. Well, you have accumulated lots of debt for your coding and bug fixing all stuff. So for C++, I have a quick quiz for everybody. I want to see hands here. We've worked on surveying the top 100 applications in the Android store for the US. As a percentage, how many do you think have at least one C++ component? Who thinks none? Raise your hand if you think none of the measured 100. Okay, there's one here. Who thinks 15%? Okay, there are more. Who thinks 40%? Okay, who thinks 75%? So it is actually 75%. So 75% of the top 100 downloadable Android applications in the US has at least one C++ component. And the reason is, they actually share the code across all their stuff. That's why they're successfully being able to cope with changes. Of course, two of the famous apps, all the ones are in purple, those are all have at least one C++ component. Famous one is Facebook. Who spends your time in Facebook? All of us, I do. And of course, the one that's taking all my time at work, Candy Crush. I keep playing Candy Crush all day and night. Yes, it has C++ components there. But those are truly the parts. And the idea here is talking to those customers and understanding how they're approaching their successful strategy. Instead of telling them how you should do things, we're taking them as the way of they're successful. How do I develop development tools that take into advantage those kind of user scenarios into their development? So they have something like this. Right. And again, there's some major examples, but they have something like this. Right. They have, yes, the bigger part of their code is C++. And you think it's a big thing shared? It is. It's just some platform abstraction layers. And they just share this code. And when they do a bug fix, it goes through all platforms. People think that this C++ part is actually bigger than expected. If you look at a team like PowerPoint, and I want to draw that into scale of the PowerPoint, like it's actually even more. It's something like this drawn to scale. If you ask the PowerPoint team when they started, it used to be on Windows only, written in C++. And if you ask them now, you want to target Android and iOS. And if I tell them, if they come to me as the owner of C++ team, that wants to, okay, how do we develop for the other platforms, Ayman? And if I tell them, well, go rewrite in Java, or rewrite in C#, or rewrite in Objective-C, if I tell them that, I'll probably be fired the next day. It's like they're not going to be able to do it. And the only way is to start actually migrating this code and start making that this code platform independent as much as you can. And then have that just the heads and the bottoms. So with that, I want to actually shift to a little bit of a demo of how we're trying to get that image that you have, that the user is approaching it, into the development environment. Remember, that's the image of I have some shared code, and I have different heads for the different platforms. So this is a quick, in VS, you can install it. It's an OpenGL, again, it's an open source thing. It's integrated already. As you can see here, it has three sections in the solution. The first one is the Android head. This is Android-specific code that you can have Android-specific APIs if you want, correct? The second one is an iOS-specific, and the third one is a shared. This is the one, the shared file. This is basically your platform-independent code, standard C++ code. The other ones could be any other language you want, C#, for example, in Windows, Objective-C and others, integrated in the VS. You might not get the best you can, but we're working on that's the trend, correct? And building that shared library that you can use across the different platforms. And parts of that is, how do we help you actually not getting into errors in that? Like, if you go and write a specific Android API here, or iOS API in the shared code section, IntelliSense itself at design time is going to tell you, squiggle under it, it's like, this is not a shared code, you can't share that. So it prevents you actually, or gives you a note that tells you, you know what, you can't do that in the shared side because it's not platform independent. If you want to have some specific platform calls, be it in the other sections, whether it's an iOS or Android. So I've actually started this and running, and I want to show you the current evaluator. This is an OpenGL app running on an Android emulator. And you can clap if you want, but this is how it is. And part of it is, how do you actually get all of that into Android emulator that's powerful as much as any other emulator out there? Right. And I'll show you some of the stuff. It's actually, I can rotate the emulator with all the performance part. You can hook into the device as well, but you can have the emulator here running on your Windows machine. I can do, and the properties, quickly shift into locations. Right? I can have a location thing and add it into my Android emulator itself to have the location awareness or not. I can get battery consumption APIs, take screenshots, and the camera as well, adjust the camera as if you have the phone exactly. Right? Part of it as well is, it's actually as well enabling you for your touch. So if you go and touch on the screen, it's as if you're doing the whole thing, right? So this is all integrated already in VS, and the interesting part about it as well, of how we're in the option that we're trying to get to you where you are, correct? This is not only Visual Studio. So if you're preferring and using a different toolset than Visual Studio, this actually emulator exists by itself. So you can download the emulator by itself, you can hook it to Android Studio and it's gonna work. As long as you just have a USB connection, it's gonna work and you can just use it all over. So that's again a way of saying, well, you don't have to, I'm not forcing you to use a Visual Studio in that case, you can just use it anywhere you want. The other thing is I wanted to show as well, folks here, is, let me stop this first. So it's something that we haven't announced yet. I think you're one of the few folks that actually would know about it before it's announced, because we're announcing it next month, so it's not public. It's only on my machine. So it's actually, we talked about Linux, Android, iOS, and Windows, and we're enabling Linux as well. So we're gonna start by, I have here already, there's a make for Linux projects here. And this is, again, it's an example of where we want to actually get to you. And the README here includes all the stuff that you want about how you hook all the stuff. We have all the properties. You can even go to your exact hot-the-potty home itself for your stuff. So it is actually enabled the whole full debugging experience, remote debugging. Run your apps on the Linux side, you can debug it on the Windows side with the VS debugger itself. That's just something, do not share it widely yet. It's not public. Right? It's actually going to be public next month. That's where our target. But we're just starting here to open the area for newer development areas and newer areas of platforms that we're tackling. We're continuing that approach of making sure that you're actually productive on what you're doing. By that, I'm actually done with my keynote, and I'd like to thank you once more for all your time today. It's been a pleasure having me here. Enjoy the conference. Me and some of my colleagues are gonna be here as well, answering any questions you want. Hope you like the new strategy. This is the direction we're heading. Thank you for your time.